All right, let's catch up with Jamie from Gwynbait and Tackle. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing great, Adam. Thanks for having me as usual.
Recovering from the Christmas holidays?
Oh, yeah. There's no shortage of ham and pies where I came from.
Good for you. Well, you know, the big question everybody's asking is how this warm-up is affecting the ice out there. I mean, is it still safe? Is it almost impossible to get out on because of, not just because of safety, because of slush and travel and just inconvenience? But curious what things are looking like down in the Gwynn area.
Yeah, I've been getting a lot of calls and questions about the ice conditions as well. You know, a lot of people seeing that truck went down in Big Shag. So clearly there's not enough ice to go out with a plow and a big heavy truck. There's still enough ice to get out with side-by-side snow machines. I mean, there's still a good base layer of 7 to 10 inches on most of the lakes. I know Little Lake's really slushy. I would avoid Big Shag right now because of what's going on there. A lot of anglers out at East Bath. The snowmelt's been kind of nice because now you can get into the parking lots and access those a little bit more. There's not as much slush as you would think. I mean, some of the lakes got it pretty bad, but a lot of it's almost like a glare ice. So I would recommend using ice cleats. Obviously, travel with a buddy because there are going to be some soft spots in some of the lakes just because of all the snow that we did have. But anglers are going out. I mean, they're taking machines, so there's still plenty of fishable lake. Access to them's good. So, yeah, I mean, just be cautious, but there's more than enough ice to get out there.
Well, I was happy to see that nobody got hurt, you know, and injured or, you know, life-threatening conditions from that truck going through on Big Shag. I mean, that was all over Creeper Book, but... And it's also good to hear that the access sites have gotten better, too. That was a big issue for a while.
Yeah, with all the downed trees, even the trails that run through here for your snow machines and side-by-sides, everything blown down. So a lot of that stuff's been getting cut up. So, yeah, access is a lot better. And just want to put this out there that next year we're going to make sure that we're going to be taking donations. And Winston, who does the plowing here for us and plows the other businesses, he's going to maintain those sites for us, make sure that we have 6 open, accessible fishing sites all winter long, you know, if need be. You know, we could only get so lucky, it'd be perfect ice. You could drive out there, no snow, no nothing. But we are going to implement a fund to maintain those launches so anglers can come out and enjoy these lakes that we have here.
Excellent. I'm sure they can find out more by stopping in there at Gwynbait and Tackle.
Yeah, look us up on Facebook, give us a call, or preferably stop in and see us.
All right, Jamie, we got one more outdoor report to do, and we'll get back in touch with you. I want to talk about the fishing itself, what they're catching. And I know you've been out on Teal Lake, too, so I'd like to get that report if we could get more time from you.
Yeah, oh, yeah. We'll talk to you then.
We'll continue with Jamie at Gwynbait and Tackle later this hour, so stay tuned right here to The Outdoor Show.